I started my first company with two partners. One was a friend and business associate whom I had met while working at my previous employer. Together, we grew our company's portfolio to 4,000 units, about $1 million in annual revenues, and life seemed to be really hitting on all cylinders. But I was naive in business and hadn't consulted a team before forming my partnership. Consequently, I made a lot of handshake agreements and trusted a lot of verbal commitments. The company grew rapidly, but my business partners were much more seasoned than I was. I learned some big lessons from my first business venture, and I made the decision to move on. I learned that life's lessons come at you fast, and what you do with those lessons will determine your financial future. I now had a taste of owning a business, albeit a failed partnership, but I had no real assets and little savings. I faced the decision of once again working for a large national company with a nice six-figure salary, or making a go of it with my own business. After a couple of months on the beach, I decided that I would give the business world another try, and I started McElroy Management. My lush offices consisted of a computer in my spare bedroom and one management account, which I visited every day, a 100-mile round trip. Eventually, I developed McElroy Management into a large business overseeing 6,000 units. As Robert Kiyosaki says, business and investing are team sports. I took those words to heart when I met my business partner, Ross McAllister, in 1996 and merged McElroy Management with his company, McAllister Management, to form MC Companies. I began not only to manage other people's investments, but also to invest in much larger properties. Today, my partner Ross and I own more than 4,000 units, over $400 million in property, and manage in excess of 5,000 units through MC Companies. Under the companies, we have 8 different corporations that range from ground-up construction to short-term housing. All of these companies work for us to generate wealth, and not the other way around. After my first book, The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, was published, I had the opportunity to speak with a lot of people as I traveled with Robert Kiyosaki and the Rich Dad team around the world. Many had used the principles in that book to secure their first properties, and thus began the road to true financial independence. Most didn't have a clue, however, as to how to go about managing their investments. I began to see that there was a huge need for a book on property management. This audiobook is inspired by 3 questions that I continually receive when I speak around the world at Rich Dad seminars. Should I manage my own property or hire someone to do it for me? How do I find a good property manager? And how do I hire a good property manager? As I mentioned before, this audiobook is not only about the mechanical process involved in the answers to these questions, but also about the stories of those who can give insight into those answers. So sit back and relax, because it's going to be a wild ride as we review some notes from the property management underground.